Well, 10 Southeast Asian countries will hold an emergency meeting on the crisis in Myanmar tomorrow in the Indonesian capital, Jakarta. The ASEAN group has been trying to guide Myanmar out of the bloody turmoil triggered by the military overthrow of Aung San Suu Kyi's elected government in February. But ASEAN is coming under criticism for inviting Myanmar's military leader to attend tomorrow's meeting. The death toll from the military crackdown has climbed to more than 738. Manny Wong is an Asia researcher with Human Rights Watch and joins me now. Manny, welcome to RN Breakfast.
Good morning.
ASEAN says it wants to mediate an end to the crisis in Myanmar, but is it a mistake to invite its military leader to attend tomorrow's meeting in Jakarta, in your view?
Yeah, I mean, it certainly sends the wrong signal to the people of Myanmar who are, you know, opposing this coup and putting their lives on the line. This is a man that's been sanctioned already by the US, the UK and the EU even before the coup because of his role in human rights violations across the country as a military leader. You know, notwithstanding what happened to the Rohingya back in 2012 and 2017. So for him to be invited, it's a pretty big slap in the face. You know, and it does look like there's significant backlash that there's speculation he might be just attending via Zoom. But we're pretty disappointed with ASEAN on this front.
In some ways, is this not surprising for ASEAN? Is this the so-called the ASEAN way, that they want to have compromise and consensus and try and get change that way?
Yeah. I mean, ASEAN's known for leading with soft diplomacy, but I think after almost 3 months of a pretty brutal crackdown, and as you mentioned, more than 700 people dead, the time for soft diplomacy has, you know, pretty much run its course. And if you think about it, countries like Thailand, where General Prayut came to power because of a coup, you know, we're not really convinced that they're going to be that tough on him. They should be calling for sanctions on this man. They should be calling for targeted sanctions on the rest of the military who are responsible for this coup. And they should be standing with the people of Myanmar because really, at the end of the day, they would want to be avoiding a humanitarian crisis that seeps into their own borders as well.
If ASEAN isn't the forum to pull up for the military regime in Myanmar, what's the answer? Which body can break through?
Well, the Human Rights Watch has been calling pretty strongly on countries like Australia to take a stance. You know, we are a really strong economic power in the region, and we've hesitated to move on this. Like I mentioned before, the US, UK, Canada, they've moved pretty quickly in sanctioning the individuals at the top. And that means things like travel bans and asset freezes, you know, freezing bank accounts so that basically the junta can't be funded anymore. And Australia hasn't done this yet. We've still got the same five people that we've sanctioned since 2018 after the UN recommended it. But we haven't moved to sanction people like Min Aung Hlaing. We've done things now like cut military ties, which is welcome, but very delayed. But we haven't really gone for the jugular. And Australia should be actually leading on this if ASEAN is hesitant.
Is Australia's situation complicated, though, by the fact that Australian economist Sean Turnell is still in jail in Myanmar? Do you think that's become an obstacle?
I think that was an obstacle when it happened. But these months now where it's clear the military will not negotiate peacefully, I mean, with its own people, I think that we can safely say that Australia needs to act. And, you know, for quite a few people who are in Myanmar, they feel like Australia's let them down and isn't really standing up for the human rights values that we espouse. So it is complicated because Sean Turnell has been detained. But I think that if he still hasn't been produced, if there's still no charges against him, and if it's clear that the military is going to act in this way where, you know, they violently crack down on peaceful protesters, Australia should be doing something more.
Manny, there is a collection of pro-democracy politicians, including members of parliament from Aung San Suu Kyi's party, that form a national unity government. Was that an opportunity for ASEAN to perhaps invite members of the NUG to the summit?
I do think it was an opportunity for them to do this, but, you know, if Min Aung Hlaing is also being invited, I'm really not sure how that's going to play out. the standing has been not to recognise the military's, proxy government that the junta itself appointed after it dismantled the democratically elected government. And so now if ASEAN recognises Min Aung Hlaing as a proxy leader, I mean, this will complicate the situation far more than it could if it just joined in unity with the rest of, you know, concerned governments to ensure that there's actually unified actions that say that they won't condone this type of thing happening in their region.
Manny, can you paint a bit of a picture for us from the reports you're getting in from Myanmar? What's it like at the moment, the situation inside the country, the violence and also the humanitarian situation?
Yeah, I mean, basically, martial law has been imposed in several townships across the country, several cities. People can't get in and out of these cities very easily. So for them to even flee the violence is very, very difficult. We are hearing about food shortages in some areas, but generally speaking, people want to keep protesting. The night raids continue where people are being detained in the middle of the night. So these are probably key leaders or people that the military think are, very influential in the opposition movement. There are people who are being arbitrarily detained as they protest. There are people being held and enforced disappearances taking place. And I've also heard significant reports of, torture happening during detention. And we've also documented deaths in custody. So what's happening is really grim. You know, these are grave human rights violations. This isn't just a power grab by someone who will actually come through with following his promise of another election. People have said that, they've already elected a democratic government. They don't want to have another election that's basically sponsored by the military. So while they're opposing this rule, the military is really cracking down, and I'm just not convinced that they're going to very easily be, discussions won't happen very easily with them. Let's just say that.
Manny, thank you for joining us again on RN Breakfast.
Thanks, Sally.
That's Manny Muang, who's Asia researcher with Human Rights Watch, and Human Rights Watch and other groups are watching very carefully as a meeting of ASEAN will proceed tomorrow, and that ASEAN has invited one of the military leaders from Myanmar to attend that forum. A lot of regional pressure at the moment for a return to democracy in Myanmar.